This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Happy Monday. Let's knock the Monday out of your Monday on the Brett Mega Show and kick it off with some good news. A brother and sister bond that is like none other. I'll tell you what they do together that will impress the hell out of you in 3 minutes on the Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
One of my favorite things in life is the bond between my kids. My four and a half year old and my 2-year-old are like best friends, and we have a 3-month-old, and just seeing them all interact together is the coolest thing in the world as a dad, especially brother and sister. My son just started school, and he's like, when can my sister come to school with me to everything? So I love how they want to do everything together, and I hope they never lose that. There is a brother and sister that really did never lose that, especially even in high school. Her brother, she runs cross country, is confined to a wheelchair, and when she ran cross country, she said, well, I don't want him to miss out on experiences like participating in a high school sport or being with me while I run cross country. So she ran cross country, which is like 13 miles or whatever they run in those things, pushing his wheelchair for every single cross country meet in high school. She did it for 5 years so he can experience what it was like to do a high school sport. They could be together and he could experience cross country at the high school level.
That is awesome.
She actually graduated recently and is now going to college doing cross country. He's not going to do with it at that level, but she got a scholarship. She was that good
that
she ended up getting a scholarship and is doing cross country in college now.
So cool.
Now that's a cool story.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. We've been talking a lot about AV having to give a maid of honor speech at her best friend's wedding, but we could just have a moment of honesty here, guys. Let's all be honest, and we can don't have to judge AB for being part of it. So she was asked, how do we feel about wedding speeches? Love them, hate them, where are we at?
I don't think they're great. I think that maybe you should do them like on the like reception or on like the rehearsal dinner part. So it's like the people in the wedding can be fulfilled, but the rest of the guests who are actually there the day of your wedding, they don't want to hear your grandpa, you know, talk about you when you were 3.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think, unfortunately, we are even more judgmental because we work in radio, so we know how much time matters.
Right.
And it's always like, speed this up. Come on. Speed this up. Let's go.
AB, how did you feel about wedding speeches?
So I gave my speech at the rehearsal dinner, which I do think is better because on the actual day, you're waiting to eat. Like, everybody's starving at that point, and you're just waiting to get through all of the tens, millions of speeches, and I think that's stupid.
So everyone's kind of voting no or do it at a different time.
Yeah, I like the rehearsal dinner idea,
I'll be honest. I don't care about the maid of honor and best man speeches. I always feel like they're coming from a best friend. Sometimes you get some funny stories, and sometimes they knock out of the park, but they all kind of are exactly the same. The person I actually want to hear the most from is parents. I think those are the speeches that are always more memorable. It's like,
they're
this is my little...
Yeah. I disagree.
Really?
So yeah. They're always the same.
I always think, like, this is my little girl, and they have these cool stories of these cool moments. I always feel like those speeches are better than the best man or maid of honor speeches. So I think we can get rid of those, and just let let mom or dad speak. That's for me. That's how I'd vote.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and I'll read a headline, and Hannah will either tell me what's she wants to hear more details on. I wish she'd just keep it moving on everything, so I'd only have to read headlines and not tell you stories.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. Average kid has their phone in their hand. How much time?
Give me the whole story.
52% of the day.
Wow.
Holding their phone a majority of the day. If you're thinking, yeah, that's crazy. Parents hold their phone 58% of the day.
Wow. So guilty. We're always like, put it down. Yeah.
And then we have our hands on our phone at all times. How many Americans now regularly get their news from TikTok?
Keep it moving. I'm scared. And I will be the one person that watches the local news.
I was just going to say, this is like Hannah refuses to convert. She's young. She's Gen Z. She doesn't care.
My mom gets her news from TikTok.
Really? That's where she gets her news from, is TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. Somebody has made history. Largest ticketed U.S. concert ever in U.S. history.
Who is it?
Zach Bryan.
No
country
way.
Star
He's
Zach Bryan.
So hated.
Yep. No, apparently not. Sold 112,000 tickets at Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor, Michigan, breaking George Strait's record of 110,000. Most ticketed concert ever.
That, the math cannot be mathing there. That is insane to me.
Yep. They said it was treated like a music festival. That's how much.
Wow.
But it was just for one guy. Just a few years ago, he had went to a Detroit concert venue and could not sell 3,000 tickets.
Yeah, I saw him a couple record. Years ago at, like, in the middle of a field.
Yep. 3,000 tickets
crazy.
Just a few years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. There are 650 muscles in your body. What is the biggest one?
Your heart?
No. Your butt.
Oh.
The gluteus maximus is the biggest.
The glute.
The glute. The smallest is there's a little muscle in the middle of your ear. It's about 1/5 of an inch long, if you're wondering.
Mm.
Okay.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Rachel, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. Hannah, what would you say your level of wellness is right now? Wellness check.
Wellness check. I would say I'm doing pretty good.
Out of scale 1 to 10.
11.
An 11.
Ooh,
Rachel,
wow.
On a scale 1 to 10, how well are you doing?
Ooh, I would see a 12 because I just worked out.
Damn.
Oh, okay. I'm jealous.
I was going to be like 6 or 7. Wow. You
Rachel's a very worthy opponent.
Yeah.
I know we've gone face to face a couple of times.
Do we know your record, Rachel? Do you know it?
I do not.
It's probably Rachel like 12, Hannah 0.
Oh, okay.
Hannah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Leave the room. We're going to do Hannah's Homeschool. It's 5 pop culture questions. Hannah versus Rachel, a 12 on the wellness scale and an 11 on a wellness scale out of 10. So both of these are going big. Here we go. 5 pop culture questions. Rihanna introduced us to baby number 3 with ASAP Rocky. What was that baby named? Don't overthink it.
I thought it was Rocky.
It is Rocky. Yes, there you go. Is. There we go.
Okay.
Phineas is getting engaged. Got engaged to his longtime girlfriend. Phineas is the brother to which singer?
Billie Eilish.
Yes. Hey, nice job. There you go.
We also accepted Ferb.
That's funny, Jeff. Laguna Beach is doing a 20th anniversary reunion special. Name someone on Laguna Beach.
Kristen Cavallari.
Yep. Nice. I only knew like 2 or 3 of them, so I was hoping you didn't give me some like D-list cast member who didn't do anything after Laguna Beach. Like, I loved that show back in the day. What celebrity just admitted to getting a butt reduction surgery?
I have no idea.
If you think of big butts, not going to lie, it's not me. Did not get a butt reduction surgery, but what celebrity got a butt reduction surgery?
I'll just say Kim Kardashian. Okay. Even though that's probably wrong.
And then who stars in My Best Friend's Wedding?
Julia Roberts.
There you go. 4 out of 5. The only one you missed was about the butt reductions. We're going to see how Hannah does on butt reductions next on the Brett Megas Show.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the room. We're going to do Hannah's Homeschool on the Brett Megas Show, which is a pop culture quiz game. Rachel and Hannah have squared off before. It's a big heavyweight matchup. Hannah versus Rachel in 5 pop culture questions. Rachel just got done answering hers. I'm going to ask Hannah the same ones. She stands outside the room so she can't hear the questions or the answers. Rachel, tell her how you did.
4 out of 5.
Only missed
Ooh.
One.
Yep. Hey.
And it was a question about butts.
I'm pretty good with those.
You're good with butts. Okay, well, we're about to find out. Rihanna introduced us to baby number 3 with ASAP Rocky. The baby was named?
Rocky.
Rocky.
With an I.
Yep. Phineas is getting engaged to his longtime girlfriend. Phineas is the brother to which singer?
Billie Eilish.
That's correct. Nice 2 for 2.
And Ferb.
True.
Laguna Beach is doing a 20th anniversary reunion special. Name someone on Laguna Beach.
Kristen?
Yeah. Do we want to count it? I just got a Kristen.
Kristen Cavallari?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
There we go. That.
All right. Didn't say first, last name, social security number.
Which celebrity just admitted to getting a butt reduction surgery?
Cardi B.
Cardi B. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Cardi call her daddy.
Yep. You do know about butts. See, mm-hmm. Look at that. She just said, hey, she saw my ass and she said, I want that.
Yeah, she said, I want the Brett Megas special. Yeah. Flatten me out.
Yeah, that's what she did. Yeah. Who stars in My Best Friend's Wedding? You guys are all in Best Friend Wedding season. All
Adam Sandler?
No.
No, that's the wedding singer.
No!
Oh! Bad guess. Yeah. Tie, though. It is Julia Roberts and Cameron Diaz.
Whoopsie.
But 4 out of 5 is good enough for a win. Hannah gets the win. Woo! So, Rachel, you know what to do.
This is Rachel, and I've been schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Now would be a good time to ask you the Mega Mind question of the day, right? Over 40% of us have done this at work when no one was looking.
Oh, this is funny. Is this a question geared towards me? I'm going to say stole something.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Not maybe. For any particular reason, of course, but I'm just going to say that.
No one's looking? Steal something?
I think you did steal something. I think you stole time. I think you left early.
Oh. AB?
I'm going to say you watch TV.
Okay, everyone thought it was personal about that.
Right.
They said something they actually did.
Yeah. Yeah. AP, Kevin. And,
I do that when people are looking. So.
Yeah. No, that is not the correct answer. Over 40% of us have done this at work when no one was looking. Still up for grabs at 855-444-MEGA. Text it at 855-444-6342.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Over 40% of us have done this at work when no one was looking. I'll give you another hint. I know it's not Kevin because he doesn't even do this and is not allowed to do this at his own home.
What?
Hey.
Yeah, Kevin's not allowed to do this at his own home.
Well, a lot of people texted in and said napping. Kevin, no. I do believe you take it.
I am allowed to do that.
But he's not allowed to do this.
Laura texted in and said picking your nose. And then the musician family, I think, got it right. Online shopping.
No, but Kevin's not allowed to online shopping.
Yeah.
That is for sure. 40% of us have done this at work while no one was looking. It's changed the thermostat.
Oh,
if yep. If I knew where our thermostat was in this building, I would touch it every morning. 100%.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to do that at home. And at work, we had an engineer years ago who would freak out if you touched it.
People get mad because it's like a universal thing. So like, they turn it like up or down. I'm like, it's not me. I don't know why it got so hot in here or cold, whatever. Pretty funny. Do your kids call your grandparents a unusual, fun, cute kid nickname for grandma and grandpa? Beyond the traditional grandma or grandpa, what is the nickname that you use for your grandparents? 855-444-6342. I was out with Baba this past weekend. My mother-in-law came into town, and we call her Baba. And and so when I was out there, like, I was like talking to her and people were giving us weird looks and like, who's Baba? And I'm like, oh, it's my kid's grandma. But it is a unusual, weird name. And it's one of those names. My son just started saying it. He's like, where's Baba at? And I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh, Baba must mean grandma. And it was one of those names that the kids just gave.
I always thought that Baba meant something in a different language.
No.
Oh, like they truly just made that up on their own?
Yeah.
Baba?
And I think other people, I've heard someone else said, oh, where's your Baba at? And I was like, oh my God, someone else uses
they
this
for
grandma.
They probably meant bottle.
No.
They probably weren't talking
about
grandma.
No, it was like a grandma and grandpa. And I remember texting Baba and going, someone else just got called Baba. And I'm like, oh my God, that was like a name that other people had used because they can't say grandma. So it came out Baba because B's are easier than G's for, you know, kids who are like,
right, yeah.
Like 15 months, 16 months.
I'm surprised more people don't use that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm surprised I got such weird looks, but it is one of those things where, like, people have different grandparent nicknames.
Yeah, I kind of just, like, anytime it comes to a grandparent name, you could say that you call your grandma Star, and I'd be like, okay. Like, everybody, I feel like, just has, like, a random thing.
Do they?
We called my grandma G.
G?
Just G, that was it.
And that was most commonly used?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, like, intertwined. Like, it was both either grandma or G, but, like, and like for her contact name, it's G.
Really?
When I would message her, it was G. Like it was only ever G.
Kevin?
Yeah, you know, okay, so for me, my grandparents were Grandpa Carl or, you know, Grandpa
with
Clarence.
With the name?
Yeah, or they were actually, you know, Grandpa Berghoff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was more even formal. And Grandma Anderson. It was like very formal.
Yeah.
But my kids growing up, it's Meemaw and Pawpaw. For Sarah's parents, since my dad passed, it's Grammy Barb. It was Grammy Barb when my kids were little for my mom.
What about you, AB?
I have Grandma and Papu.
Papu?
And Papu is Greek for grandpa.
Okay.
And he was born in Greece, so that makes sense. My grandma, Greek for grandma is Yaya, but she refuses to be called that because she thinks it makes her sound old.
Interesting. So, what, do you call her just like her actual
name? Just grandma.
So grandma sounds less old than Yaya?
Yeah, in her mind.
That's so funny. That is interesting. My dad calls it Pappy. So he wanted to be called Pappy.
That totally makes sense for your dad.
Do you think he's like a Pappy? You think he fits as Pappy?
Oh, for sure. He's Pappy 100%.
All right. What is your grandparent nickname? Anyone have a unique one? Where did it come from? 855-444-MEGA. Give us a call at 855-444-6342. Do your kids call your grandparents an unusual, fun, cute kid nickname for grandma and grandpa. Grandma and grandpa just don't cut it. It's the Brett Mega Show. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I said my mother-in-law was in town this past weekend and Baba was hanging out with us. That's what we call her. And everyone would give us interesting looks in when my kids would refer to her as Baba. And I think it's even interesting for her because when my son was like, it's like 16 months, 18 months old, out of nowhere, he just started saying like Baba, Baba. And he was referring to her instead of grandma. And it's kind of stuck. Now my daughter does it and she's Baba in the house. Ivanya, you said you think you know where Baba came from?
Yes. So I'm thinking it's in other Slavic countries, but for Asia for sure, Baba means grandma. You can kind of have a little nickname of Baka. But Baba and Dedo are grandma and grandpa.
Kid was bilingual.
Wow.
Before
yeah, man.
I knew it. Look at that. Thank you so much for the call.
Crazy.
Let's go to Erica. Erica, what's the nickname that your kids used to call your grandparents?
It's actually me. I was the first grandchild, and I called my grandma Banka because I could not say grandma, and it just stuck. She loved it.
So I don't think my kid is actually bilingual. I think my kid did not know how to say grandma. And it just sticks. And then, so is it like now everyone refers to as Banka or just you? You kept it and everyone else like moved on and could pronounce it?
Yeah, my brother and I both called her Banka. We were the only grandkids until we were teenagers. And then my aunt had a baby too. And he ended up calling her grandma, but for a long time, she was just Banka.
The OGs call her Banka.
Yeah.
The OGs,
yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. I wonder, it's going to be weird when like my brother-in-law have kids or someone else has kids on the other sides. And like Baba will be like grandma and my kids are gonna be like,
who are you talking about?
It's so weird. Like,
there's another grandparent?
Like, yo, bro, that's Baba. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm confused. Amy, especially because my brother-in-law is married to someone who's Brazilian, and I think they're going to speak, you know, different languages. Mm. So it could be different. So, Amy, what's the language or what is the nickname, grandparent nickname that's super cute?
Well, I don't know if it was super cute, but you can determine if it was cute or not. So my daughter, she was the first grandchild too, and we thought we were just going to have Grammy for my mom. Grammy, she's going to be Grammy. Well, she couldn't say Grammy, and so she would just say bong. Like a beer
pong.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. No, that's exactly. Yeah, so we tried really hard. But she was the only one that said bong. All the other grandkids, it was grandma.
Like,
or
wow. You know, one kid
that's
was like.
Special connection.
Yeah, like one kid's like the party
it was
kid.
A real right. Special connection.
Yeah, the special. Yeah, no, that's my bong right there. Right there.
Like, we're still waiting for it to be legal in this state.
Yeah, that's so funny.
All right.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So last night, the NFL dropped what I consider to be their biggest news of the entire year, and that's who will be performing at the Super Bowl halftime performance this year. And it's safe to say all of us were wrong with our predictions.
Yeah.
We were guessing Taylor. Rumors were that Adele was going to do it. No. Every single... I don't know one person in the world who would have predicted who the performer would be and got it correct, because it's Bad Bunny. So Bad Bunny is a Puerto Rican superstar. He's had a pretty big year, obviously one big enough to land him this gig, but still, I mean, to at least me, I am very unfamiliar with him, so this was a complete shock to me that he's the one that landed it.
SNL's got him, you know, like, what is the host for the first episode?
He's leading the first episode,
He was great in Happy Gilmore 2. He's a very likable artist, but wow, I didn't think he'd be the Super
Bowl
guy.
I mean, big enough to land the Super Bowl?
A couple of things with this. One, does SNL know something we don't know?
For sure.
Right? Like, he's doing SNL right before they announced it. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Number two, there's three people that have done 100 billion streams. Taylor Swift, Drake, Bad Bunny. So clearly, he's a global superstar.
Yeah.
So two things can be true at once, though. You could be a global superstar, and then it could still be a controversial pick when saying, okay, on an international scale, he's great. This is American sport. We want to sing along with songs that we know in our living room. And representation does matter. Some Spanish-speaking boy or girl is going to be like, oh, my God, I could be on that stage one day. Yeah. So that could be inspiring, too. Mm-hmm. So two things can exist at one point. We can all say, this guy is big enough on a global stage, but I'm also disappointed because I don't know his music. Yeah. I don't speak that language. And is it the right fit for the Super Bowl? So I do understand the mix of feelings. I hate when people say, Bad Bunny who? I'm like, well, three people have done what he's done. Taylor Swift and Drake. Like, right. He's clearly a big freaking superstar, okay?
Yeah, he wrote a super sweet thing that I loved. He said, what I'm feeling goes beyond myself. It's for those who came before me and ran countless yards so I could come in and score a touchdown. This is for my people, my culture, and our history. So that was like a great little statement to say. All I can say and feel about this whole situation is I am just shocked. Like, yeah. When that came out, Brett texted me actually last night and sent it, and I said, is that true? Yeah. And then I thought, maybe Bad Bunny isn't the headliner. Maybe he's like with someone else. No, Bad Bunny is the headliner. Like, he's the guy. He's the performer.
Again, I think he's big enough to be a headliner just for the Super Bowl, which is an American sport, and coming off just getting Kendrick Lamar, which I think was for the culture as well. I just wanted them to see it going in a completely different direction. I wanted to see them going very country or very pop. And I feel like we got a rhythmic Puerto Rican Latin star. And he's a huge star. It just felt like not what I was looking for. And I do think that maybe Jay-Z, who curates all of this, made a phone call to Bad Bunny, who has a good relationship with, like, hey man, this is your stage, because they couldn't come to agreements with Taylor.
Perhaps.
Because there was rumors that they couldn't come to agreements financially, because you don't get paid to perform the Super Bowl halftime show.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
It's the maid of honor speech that everyone's talking about. I'm not talking about Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco. Who cares about their wedding?
Get that.
There was a bigger wedding happening. AB was the maid of honor of a wedding, and it wasn't Selena Gomez. It was her best friend, London, and she had to write a maid of honor speech. And we had talked about how AB was looking for inspiration instead of doing, you know, ChatGPT or anything like that, because the week of the wedding, she hadn't written the speech yet.
Yeah.
And AB is a prepared person. So the week of the wedding, not having a maid of honor speech, we were all getting a little nervous, but inspiration did hit. She felt inspiration, wrote it out, felt confident. How did the maid of honor speech go?
So I spoke at the rehearsal dinner,
okay.
And there were three speeches that night. There was the groom's dad, the groom's brother, and me. I was last, which I didn't want to go last. I wanted to get it over with.
Is that better or worse?
I think it's worse.
Okay.
I would have rather gotten it out of the
way. Just out of the way, because every speech
I
you
feel
just
like say, the crowd is harder to hold on to at the end.
Oh, yeah. That's probably true. You're like, oh my God, it's my third speech. Okay.
But I practiced the couple days leading up before that. I had the whole thing basically memorized, and I really wasn't nervous.
How long was it?
What'd you say?
How long was it?
Like 5.5 minutes.
Okay.
Which is pretty long.
That's long to memorize.
Yeah, that's long.
But I couldn't cut it down. Like, nothing would have made sense if I cut it down, so I didn't.
Says every person who's ever given a speech.
But I was not nervous. Like, the other two people spoke, and I was like, oh, I'm feeling so confident. I haven't memorized whatever. I got so nervous the second the mic was put in my hand.
Really?
Yes.
Like, you haven't had a mic in your hand every day.
You have a mic in your hand right now, speaking to hundreds of thousands of people.
I know. And my heart started beating so fast. And I think I was fine. But then halfway through, I feel like my voice started shaking a lot. And you could just tell I was nervous, which is exactly what I didn't want.
That's what happened to my voice today. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Something happened to your voice. COVID.
So you could hear the shaking. Did you all of a sudden, because usually they say, like, once the speech starts, the nerves go away. Did you feel like your nerves were picking up as the speech was going?
Yes. Since
really?
Did you cry?
I did not cry.
That's good.
Surprisingly.
Is that good?
I mean,
I think it's okay. We literally just talked about, is it okay to cry? I think it was okay to cry.
I think crying on top of being nervous is never a good thing.
respect. Okay.
Might as well sweat on top of it too.
So then did you get through it then? The whole speech?
I got through it. And, you know, I think the words that I said were good. I just looked nervous, and that's what I didn't like. But of course, everybody came up to me after and was saying it was so great. But I'm like, I think you have to say that.
Yeah, no one comes up like, your speech sucked.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. But I also think they don't have to say anything to you. Do you feel like they're being authentic?
I think they were being authentic.
What I texted with you afterwards, mm-hmm. and I just told you the most important thing about those speeches is your best friend got to hear about your relationship and her relationship. Like, right? This is her speech about the transition that's happening in her life and your monumental role that is played in her life to get her to the point where now she's going to be married. And so, like, that's the most important thing. Do you feel like she heard your message?
Yes. And I think she really appreciated that I did it. She could probably tell I was nervous. So it probably meant even more knowing I would do that, knowing I'd be nervous doing it. But I know she loved it. And I know that's the most important part. I just know I could.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It done better, which kind of sucks.
Did any of my words of wisdom help?
Yeah, it made me feel a little bit better.
You're like, no, that was a no. That's how you felt when people said your speech was good. Yeah. Did your words of wisdom help? Yeah, that was great. It was super great.
But I have to give another maid of honor speech in 2 months.
Yeah, you better get better.
And I'm like, ugh. And that one's at the actual wedding.
I am curious.
At least you got your bearings down now. You know how it feels to hold the mic, like you didn't know.
Yeah, I know it feels horrible
every day.
it goes to show you, though, someone who talks to tons of people every single day still get nervous in those types of settings because they're always hard. I am curious, though, how you feel about, like, just your relationship with your best friend and the changes that are going to be happening with your guys' relationship and what it feels like to be you now that your sister basically is married. We'll find out next. Weddings are beautiful, they're lovely, and they bring up so much emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Brad Mega Show, and AB's best friend, who she was the maid of honor for, got married this past weekend. And I remember when I got married. I married my high school sweetheart. We knew we were going to get married forever. And my dad pulls my brother and I aside and had like this really heartfelt conversation about family and what it's like to be a husband and that transition and the relationships and the importance of family. It's like he could have that any time, but my wedding day, he pulled us aside, and I still remember that conversation to this day. It just has those milestone moments. And I've explained this to so many people. When you get married, most couples live together beforehand. They have a pet together beforehand. Almost nothing changes but everything changes. Mm-hmm. And it's impossible to know it until it happens and you feel it. It's like, well, you already live together. You have a dog together. You live life together. You share finances. What has changed? Nothing, but everything. There's just this weird feeling. Mm-hmm. And I think it shifts that same feeling in that it's hard to explain that happens when you get married with your significant other. That shift and change happens with your friends too. There's just something different in the air when it comes to that. AB, did you feel any changes 24 hours later from your bestie getting married? Did it feel like a little, like your little childhood friend who you've known since childhood was like all grown up and flew out the nest? Or what does a relationship feel as a best friend?
I mean, it feels weird and it also still doesn't feel real.
Mm-hmm.
She was asking me, she was like, so are you going to change my last name in your phone?
Interesting.
And I was like, no, that's so weird. Like, no.
Are you not going to?
As of now, I haven't.
People still refer to my wife as Katie Lewis all the time. Like, because like just their modern name, like, oh, Katie Lewis, blah, blah, blah. Like they just do it. They throw it out there all the time.
Well, and it's funny because they moved in together just a couple months ago. And there was one time I FaceTimed her and her fiance was there. And I was like, oh, he's there. You know, what are you guys doing today? And she goes, Anna, we live together. And I was like, oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Like nothing feels real.
It feels like there's this weird shift in dynamic with your friends that like you are the most important person outside of her like direct family mm-hmm. for a very long time. And I hate to be the one that says it, but that's no longer true. Like that man becomes that most important person to her. And that becomes her rock, her person, her husband. And it's just so weird to know that. Like all my friends are married now or divorced. Like, I'm at the point of like now some of them are getting divorced. But like it is just weird dynamic where like things start to change. Do you feel like from your perspective, because you're single, does it feel like, damn, everyone's growing up and I'm not? What does it feel like to feel single to have one of your best friends married?
Honestly, it feels the same.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't really make
put any pressure, no pressure then? Like, oh my God, I need to find a man.
Doesn't right now, especially because I think that my friends, boyfriends or fiancés or husbands now, I know very well and I'm very close with. And I think I'm very lucky with that. So I know like, oh, if I come visit you, if we hang out and the husband's there, it'll be fine.
You're the one person I know that doesn't mind third wheeling it. You've just been third wheeling it for so long.
I love third wheeling.
I also feel like AB's a rare breed because I'm also in my mid-20s and all my friends are, you know, entering that new phase of life. And I do feel like a lot of people put pressure on themselves to like be, you know, racing this clock. Okay, if everybody else is getting married and engaged, I don't even have a boyfriend yet, like I need to find one soon.
Right.
So AB, the fact that you're not really bothered by that, you're one of the rare breeds that's not bothered.
Do you feel like, Hannah, because you're also standing up at a wedding coming up to one of your best friends and you're in a relationship, do you feel like your timeline needs to be expedited? Because you're in a new relationship.
No,
I feel like first year of a relationship is still considered new.
Yeah.
And so you're under the year round mark. You should not be talking about that under a year. In my opinion, it could be a different conversation, but like, do you feel like, let's get going here?
No, I don't feel rushed. If anything, I'm just like excited to know like, okay, far in the future, like this could be me, but I don't feel rushed at all. I'm still like very much enjoying the like brand new beginning stages of my relationship. I don't feel rushed.
AB, since you are the maid of honor of two of your best friends, do you feel like always the bridesmaid, never the bride? Or did you think about like when all the wedding planning, like I wonder what I would do? I'm keeping these ideas for my...
Oh, I'm totally thinking about what I would do.
Really?
Yes. It makes me so excited because I was so excited on my friend's London's wedding day for her. And I'm like, whoa, one day the roles are going to be reversed and she gets to be that excited for me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then hopefully she's not as nervous for the speech because we know how
that
works.
Yeah, hopefully she doesn't have shaky voice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.